when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, greetings and salutations once again. It's another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour coming at you right here on, well, the radio or the smart speaker or the phone or the iPad or the computer or an actual radio station. A lot of different ways you can be hearing the show these days. But anyway, however you're hearing it, we're glad you're hearing it. And I got work to do because I got another big stack of records I got to play. And in the meantime, I have to learn how to type a little bit. I'm writing down the names of songs here and I'm spelling everything wrong. You ever have that happen when you're in typing class in like high school and you're doing it and you realize that everything you're typing is gibberish because your fingers scooched off a home row? And you weren't looking, and then you realized you typed like blah, 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 blah. Ridiculous. Anyway, let's just get the show rolling, shall we? It's Johnny Dino and his orchestra to start things off. This is the Little Lisa Polka. And just like that, we're off and running there. Johnny Dino and his orchestra. That's the Little Lisa Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Coming to you from northeastern Minnesota up on the Iron Range, big city of Bovee, each and every week here on the show. Man, I'm a little bit depressed now. And we're only one record into this thing this week. I got a stack of 78s over here because we always play at least one 78 in the show. And I had a Kenny Bass record picked out that I was going to play. And I grabbed it off the stack, and as I grabbed it off the stack, a chunk of broken record fell out of the sleeve, and I was like, uh-oh, because I pulled these all out of the garage. They've been in storage for a billion years, and this record did not survive. There's a big old chunk busted out of it. It's the Fender Bender Polka, which seems to be foretelling in some ways, and the flip side is the Flirt with the Girls Polka, and, I mean, it's just, it's not playable anymore. It's missing like 2 inches of it from the edge out. It's garbage. And then what's worse is it doesn't fit in my wastebasket. So the only way to throw it out is to like bust it in half and throw it out. And that's just a heartbreaking situation, don't you think? We got to do it, though. You join me in the sad moment. You ready? because this record, I mean, can't be played. There's a big chunk busted right out of it, and a crack goes down toward the middle. So that means we go to the edge of the desk, and we go like this. Are you ready? Man, this is tough. Oh, jeez. That was much messier than I thought it would be. But now, it fits in the wastebasket, and there's little shards of shellac all over the desk. Hang on, I'm cleaning up. Okay, there, now. Man, that was a sad situation. That record had survived probably 75 years, and it met its death right there. You're all witnesses. It was very sad. I feel like we should have a service or something. But instead, we shall press on with the show, and I have another Kenny Bass 78 that we can play for our 78 of the week this week. So we're going to be just fine. I got the Dyna Dukes. What are the odds that I would have Johnny Dino and then the Dyna Dukes? Well, the odds are obviously 100% because it just happened. But that's Dyna and Dino back to back in one show. That may never happen again. Here's the Down Home Polka.
Soldier traveling around the land may see a lot of sights. He might walk through the forest or see the city lights. He may travel around the world, but no matter where he'd roam, I think the place he'd rather be is right inside his home. Down home, gonna be with the family. Down home, that's the place to be. You'll never get that kind of love nowhere in the whole country. Down home, that's the place for me. Family life is hard at times, like pebbles in the sand. A family might break up and move across the land. But if they think it over, I'm sure they will agree. There's much more love in family life, and that's where they should be. Down home, gonna be with the family. Down home, that's the place to be. You'll never get that kind of love nowhere in the whole country. Down home, that's the place for me.
Man, it seems like that was a short song, doesn't it? Dyna Dukes there, and the Down Home Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're with for another show, anyway. Weather's been beautiful up here in northern Minnesota this week. I mean, some rain on and off, but it's alternating with sunshine, which means the grass is growing like crazy. I'm going to have to get the mower out here in the next couple of days and actually do some lawn mowing. Oh, yeah, see, that's when you've officially turned the corner. We put the plow truck away. We did. We pulled out the 53 Merc. It's ready for action. As soon as I put gas in it, got to put in non-ethanol premium, you know. Those old motors don't like that fancy modern gasoline. But anyway, we've officially made it into spring, which kind of poofs right into summer around here. I don't know how it happens. Because I was like, man, it's practically June already. Time is flying by. I grab a record out of the 45 cabinet over here. And I just grab it to play, and I'm like, oh, it's Six Fat Dutchman. I grab it out of the German section, and when I see a Black Label RCA 45, I usually assume it's going to be the Six Fat Dutchman. And it's Lawrence Dukau and his Red Raven Orchestra, which doesn't even belong in the German section. I don't know how that happened. Somebody in the filing department, who was probably me, put it in the wrong color sleeve and put it on the wrong shelf. Anyway, I want a girl. Doesn't everybody? Here's Lawrence Dukau and his Red Raven Orchestra.
Thank you.
There you go, Lawrence Ducow with the Red Raven Orchestra. I Want a Girl Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I got to put this in the right sleeve now so it doesn't get filed with the German records, because that is incorrect. Hang on here. I'm getting a proper sleeve out of the desk over here, as we have to run an organized shop. Sure we do. Anyway, speaking of being organized, I was out in the garage. Now nice weather's here, I can do a little extra record digging in the garage out in storage there. And found a couple of albums didn't know I had. Found a Craig Ebel album, which I totally didn't know I had. It's called Polka Thriller. And Craig is posing on the cover, kind of like Michael Jackson on the front of his Thriller album. That is from 1984. That's one of the newest records I got in the whole library. So I'm going to play something off of that album today. And I found a Ernie Koopman album that I didn't know I had. And we'll play something off of here in the show today. I mean, I have a few other Ernie Koopman records, but I didn't have this one. It was in the garage for the last 40 years. So we'll get that one on there. Have the Shimoleski Brothers on the turntable right now. And I just feel we need to once again acknowledge the incredible career and a lifetime of music that we got from Florian Shimoleski, who passed away a couple of weeks ago, maybe more than that now. Time goes so fast. At the age of 97, which is a good run for anybody. And, of course, Shimoleski records just keep coming around here on the Oompa Hour. It's the What Do You Know Polka.
Hey, it's polka time.
Well, what do you know?
What do you know? There she goes.
Shimoleski Brothers there. What do you know? Here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I know that I want to talk about the World of Accordions Museum. However, they just celebrated the Accordion Day back on last Monday. And what was I going to say? I saw a news story about them. I was just freaked out because it's Shimoleski Records in the wrong color folder, too. Jeez. All right. Anyway, I saw a news report on Accordion Day and how they celebrated at the World of Accordions Museum. And in that news report, they told me they now have 2,400 different accordions and related instruments on display in the museum. I've been saying 1,400 for years. And in the meantime, they've been getting more. Can you imagine 2,400 accordions in one place? That's true at the World of Accordions Museum on Belknap Street in Superior, Wisconsin, along with the other stuff that goes along with it, man. You know, memorabilia and history and music-related stuff. They've got the concert hall. They've got activities going on during the summertime. There are concerts. There are jam sessions. And there's a lot of stuff to look at. If you're going to find yourself anywhere near Superior, Wisconsin this summer, I encourage you to plan a stop at the World of Accordions Museum. You can find out more at their website, worldofaccordions.org. And you can check their schedule. Maybe if you want to come with a whole busload of people, call them up and make arrangements for a tour. They'll take care of you. It's a groovy place, and it's pretty gosh darn amazing when you get right down to it. So check them out online, worldofaccordions.org, all right? Now, I told you I found this Ernie Koopman record out in the garage, and it's a well-worn record. I hadn't looked at it yet. I just pulled it out, and it's full of fingerprints, dirt, and had I planned for this, I would have stuck it in the sink and washed it. That's what I do with the dirty records. I wash them in the sink with hot water and a squirt of dishwashing soap. And it's amazingly effective. I have not done this one. This is still dirty and grungy as found in the garage. So let's find out if she's going to skip or not, shall we? Here's Ernie Koopman and his Jolly Brewers. It's the Cherry Polka. All right, see how that sounded? Pretty good. That'd be really nice after I cleaned that record up there. We didn't have any skips or anything. We're in good shape on that one. The Cherry Polka, that's Ernie Koopman and his Jolly Brewers here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Glad you're along with me. I'm going to put this record, hang on, I'm putting this in a separate pile so it doesn't go in the regular done pile. So I remember to wash it. So next time I want to play it, it sounds pristine. All right, as long as we're kind of in the North Country here, how about Romy Gaws, his trumpet and his orchestra, of course, and the Village Tavern Polka. Ha ha. All right, there you go. Romy Gunn's there. Man, that seemed like it was a short record, too. Is it just me, or are the records getting shorter? Man, I don't know what's going on. But anyway, we're in the middle of another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Now, I told you that I had brought in some more records from the garage, cleaning out the garage, and I found a Craig Ebel record. Up until this point, I think the only Craig Ebel record I had, believe it or not, was the Christmas Tiger record that I play at Christmas time. So I was pretty excited to find the Polka Thriller album out in the box of the garage. This one goes back to 1984, probably one of the newest records I have in the studio. And the Polka Thriller is not a takeoff of Michael Jackson's Thriller, at least not that I can tell, not that I'm familiar with Michael's work. But Craig does kind of pose like he's on the cover of the Thriller album. Anyway, I decided to go with Lovin' Up Lori Polka. Why not? Because that's kind of a weird title anyway. So we'll add this one to the record library. Here is Craig Ebel on the Oompa Hour.
My hand, I feel good all over. It sure is good to see that Lori is in love with me. She whispers in my ear and tells me that she loves me. I know we'll marry someday, so just you wait and see. I asked her if she'd marry me and settle down. We'd have a family of two or three, my prettiest girl around. She said I will, but promise that you'll always love me. Lori is my bride-to-be, we'll live so happily. My life complete. La 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 la.
There you go, Craig Ebel there, fresh out of the garage, out of a box of records stored in the garage. There's a lot of records out there. That's Lovin' Up Lori Polka, odd name for a tune, but one of the, now I think the first Craig Ebel album that I have in the library. I don't know how that's possible, but anyway, there you go. I got work to do in the show yet. I got to get a 78 in here. I got to get a waltz in here. Man, oh man, I got work to do. I have polka magic going on right now. I do, because that's the name of the group of our next selection, Polka Magic. It's the Old Time Favorites Medley.
Thank you. чи саме сайче, дівчине гроб'я, гроб'я моє, гей, кава не роб'я, чи саме сайче, дівчине гроб'я. На гроб'я хоксі, на гроб'я, на гроб'я брача, бенже співав, і бенже піг'є, мізики грав. І ще будь-як я вам налав, на зроб'я хопці, на зроб'я. Ді-дай-да, ді-дай-да, ді-дай-да-дай-да-й-да, ді-дай-да, ді-дай-да, ді-дай-да-дай-да-й-да. On the weekends I get tipsy, on the head my wife, she hits me, hoi Donna, Donna, hoi Donna. Я чеком, я черлибем, hoi Donna. Hoi Donna! Hoi Donna, як ще маш? Коханье, як ще маш? Повідь мій, яке я з тобою я ще бачив. Воу-воу-воу, як ще маєш? Коханє, як ще маєш? Повідь мій, яке я з тобою я ще бачив. Як ще маєш? Hoopai shoopai, hoopai shoopai, hoopai shoopai Donna, hoopai shoopai Donna, hoopai shoopai Donna. Don't know starting up our world, but she's a relationship Donna, but some may go Donna. Hoopai shoop, hey girl, I'm my girl. Hey la, some may on la see, hey just a papu jowie, hey nash a papu jowsie.
I don't know. It's magic. Says right on the record. Polka magic. And the old-time favorites medley here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're along for the show, by the way. And always remember, if you'd like to make a request or a dedication, or you have a question or comment or want to trade recipes or something, you can get in touch with us numerous ways. If you have a phone, dial phone, old-fashioned phone, wire-to-the-wall phone, smartphone, dumb phone, flip phone, bag phone, any kind of phone you have, we have a phone here that receives messages from your phone. Area code 218-259-2985. And we have had trouble with that phone, and I think we got her fixed now. You can leave a voice message, or you can send a text. That's 218-259-2985. Or you can email oompahour@aol.com. That always works. And you can always Facebook, too. Facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. All right? Got all that? Hope so. Let's. I'm going to do a Don Peachy record here. And while you're listening to that, I'm going to get this turntable switched over for playing 78s. And we're going to get Kenny Bass ready to go. But first, we're going to waltz. I feel like we just played a Whoopi John waltz like a couple of weeks ago or something. But I got another one. So here you go. Whoopi John and the orchestra. And I'm not playing it next. I promised you I was going to play it next. I even set it up that I was going to play it next. But I looked at the turntable, and the label of the record on the turntable is yellow, not black, which means it's the Don Peachy record I was going to play. So then we'll do Whoopi John, so you have time to move the furniture so you can dance. But first, here's Don Peachy and the orchestra. See how that almost sounded like I planned that? She don't wanna...
Thank you. just want her to be nice and chummy with me, but she don't wanna, she don't wanna. I just want her to be kinda friendly with me, but she don't wanna, she don't wanna. Oh, I plead and beg for just one little kiss, but that hard-boiled egg just sits there like this. We could have so much fun, but it takes more than one, and she don't wanna, she don't wanna. Gee, what we couldn't do, but she don't wanna, she don't wanna.
Now, every time I hear that song, I think of the Don Peachy version, even if I hear a different band doing the song. To me, the Don Peachy version is the definitive version. I don't know. I guess that's the one I used to always play back in the olden days. The olden days. Anyway, there's Don Peachy. And, you know, I set you up for a waltz, and I'm not ready yet. It's going to be one more song. All right, because I want to get our 78 of the week in here, and I want to do that because I need turntable number one to play a 78 of the week, and I had Don Peachy over here on turntable number two, which I almost never switch over to play in 78s. So when you listen to Don Peachy, I switched over the needle and everything in the record player, so I got the 78 set up over here on turntable number one. And I was going to put the Whoopi John Waltz on over there, but then the whole logistics gets screwed up. So, we're going to hear our Kenny Bass official 78 of the week. It always sounds great on a 78, you know. Then we're going to have our waltz with Whoopi John, and then we'll see where we go from there. You with me? I feel like I should draw out a chart or something. But anyway, on a great bright orange coral label 78, Kenny Bass and the Polka Poppers, I believe. One of the best names for a polka band ever. Here's the Bobby Sox Polka.
Thank you.
there, Kenny Bass off of Genuine 78 Shellac record there. You can't tell me 78s don't sound good. If you got 78s that are in good shape, man, they sound nice. That's the Bobby Sox Polka. That's Kenny Bass and his Polka Poppers, our official Shellac record of the week. Everything sounds great on a 78. That's the saying here at the Oompa Hour anyway. Now, I've been promising you a waltz for like 10 minutes. I better do it, or it's going to go flying right past us, and it's not going to get in the show this week. So, dancers, I'm sure you're ready by now, because I've been taunting you for a while. So, here we go. I got a Whoopi John waltz. I feel like we just played a Whoopi John waltz, but hey, that's the way it goes sometimes in the world of showbiz. Whoopi John and the orchestra, and Come Wet Your Mustache with me.
Your mustache with me. Peanuts and pretzels are free. If you are fond of an old-fashioned spot, I'll take you out where you'd like it a lot. Come with your mustache with me. This is the night for a spree. Don't be contrary, come on, let's be merry. Come with your mustache with me. Come with your mustache with me.
Some music for you there. Come wet your mustache with me here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Happens every week right about this time. Same place, same location, everything, you know. So come on back next week. This next record, I think I've talked about this in the past. I had the California connection here. They're going to do the California Polka. And it reminds me of the old days of professional wrestling about 40 years ago when you had the East-West connection up here at in Minnesota. You had Jesse Ventura and Golden Boy Adrian Adonis taking on like the High Flyers with Jumpin' Jimmy Brunzel and Greg Gagne. And they were the East-West connection. And the California connection always makes me think of that. And the flip side of the record is called Jesse's Polka. And the guy's name was Jesse Ventura, after all. He got to be our governor later. And that's weird. So I always wonder if there's some connection, but I mean, it's an instrumental polka, so they're not really singing about it, so I don't know, but I always think that when this record comes around, there's the California connection, it's the California Polka.
They dance around in California. So come on out, take a chance, where the people love romance and they dance to the California polka. So come on out, take a chance, where the people love romance and they dance to the California polka. California, here I come.
ocean. Across a blazing desert sand, there's polka motion. So come on out, take a chance, where the people love romance and they dance to the California polka. So come on out, take a chance, where the people love romance and they dance to the California polka.
Olay, that just seems wrong. I don't know. Anyway, California Polka, California Connection, no connection to Jesse Ventura and the Golden Boy Adrian Adonis from professional wrestling fame. I just always think that, you know, anyway, we'll just move on. How about the Let's Go Chicago Polka? Jave Goronski in the orchestra. Man, the old clock is just ticking by, too. Anyway, we're going to sneak in a few more here on the Yumpa Hour. It's one of those records, speaking of sneaking, kind of sneaks in on you, fades up. You know, it's like a train coming or something.
Let's go, Chicago! We're not Chicago bound, but we sure like the sound. It's so free and gay in a friendly way. It's that Chicago sound. It's so free and gay in a friendly way. It's that Chicago sound. Whoop-bye, hey!
Chicago thing there with Dave Goronski and his orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. We're going to squeak in a couple more tunes at least. But before we do that, we got to do this.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All righty then, let's jump over here to turntable number one, where we have the Ampelaires standing by to do Lucy's Polka. Some Ampelaires for you with Lucy's Polka. I think we had a couple of songs with girls' names in, and we opened the show with a Little Lisa Polka, and there's Lucy's Polka. So I guess girls' names to start with L are the winner this week in the show, right? I don't know. It seemed like there were more girl names. We had songs about girls. Anyway, it's the way it's going here in the Oompa Hour. Can I fit in two more songs? I'm going to see what I can do. We're running out of time real fast. Let's do the Chesney Brothers. It's the Happy Time Polka.
Thank you.
you go, Chesty Brothers and Happy Time Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Normally, I would bail right now, but let's stick in one more really quick one, shall we? It's Bob Timko and the orchestra. It's Ray and Ed's Polka. There you go, Ray and Ed's Polka. I can only hope that Ray and Ed are maybe members of Bob Timko's band. I really have no idea. But anyway, we are out of time on another edition of the Oompa Hour, by golly. But, you know, the next show is only a week away. Technically, it's less than a week away because I've been playing songs for an hour, so it'll be here an hour faster than a week, you know.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association, the World of Accordions Museum. Back again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.